cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I take old Red for his evening run. I just drop him off and wait.
Record-breaking numbers of travelers preparing to hit the road and take to the skies this Memorial Day weekend. 44 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home. FAA Chairman Michael Whitaker.
We're watching the weather very closely. It's thunderstorm season. We've got storms from Tennessee all the way up, or from Texas all the way up to Maine. So we're going to be working with the airlines to get them through those storms safely.
Storms leaving 5 people dead in Iowa after tornadoes touched down. They are still cleaning up there. Nearly 3 dozen people were hurt. In northern Mexico, 9 people were killed and more than 60 hurt when a stage collapsed in strong winds. That happened at a political rally. The Justice Department is expected to file a new lawsuit today against Ticketmaster and Live Nation for the alleged monopoly the DOJ says the company has on live music events. China holding military drills around Taiwan, punishment China says for independent forces on the island. This is ABC News. More questions about a flag being flown at the home owned by Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. After a picture showed an American flag flying upside down at one of his homes, another published in the New York Times shows a pine tree flag at Alito's other home, his beach home in New Jersey.
It's unclear who allegedly placed the flag and what kind of statement was being made. The flag, which dates back to the Revolutionary War, has also been associated with Christian nationalism. Supreme Court justices are supposed to avoid the appearance of political bias. And Democrats argue Alito has a conflict of interest and should recuse himself from 2 January 6 cases now before the high court, including one which will resolve whether President Trump has immunity from prosecution.
ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. Toronto is going to join the WNBA Club, the city becoming the first outside the U.S. to get a women's team. They will start playing in the 2026 season. It'll be the 14th team in the league, and the commissioner wants to get 16 teams in the next 3 or 4 years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. your Auto Value Parts store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A U.S. House committee takes up the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act this week. Parents of children harmed by social media say greater protections are badly needed and long overdue. Deb Schmill's daughter died of an accidental overdose after she was bullied online.
It's going to be very upsetting to the parents, to so many people in this country who want to see this happen. They want to see big tech regulated. They don't want to see kids dying every day.
Tech companies are fighting sweeping change, citing free speech rights. All over Wisconsin, this year's Click It or Ticket campaign is underway. Memorial Day weekend is our unofficial start of summer, and every year, agencies and departments increase patrols around this time. All drivers and passengers are required by Wisconsin law to wear seatbelts while they travel. Click It or Ticket runs through June 2nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson for Civic Media.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Severe weather across much of western Wisconsin on Tuesday caused outages for more than 4,000 Xcel Energy customers. According to a Facebook post from the Eau Claire Energy Cooperative, officials were working to restore power after becoming aware of the outages, and an online map detailed outages and their efforts to restore power across the region. Some of the damage caused by the storm included trees and downed wires in the Augusta area and along Highway 35 from Alma to the Trempealeau County line. The storm damage continued in central Wisconsin with reports of a tornado in the unit the area. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office reported many calls about trees and power lines down around the county. And the Wisconsin Public Service website showed over 10,000 customers without power this morning in their service area. 2,500 of those were in Marathon County, and more than 1,400 were in Oneida. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Marion A. Russell, a lifelong resident of Butternut, peacefully went home to Jesus on Thursday, May 16th, at the age of 99. She is survived by her children, John Russell of Park Falls and Susan Joyner of West Palm Beach, Florida. Further survived by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her sisters, Erna Poston and Gladys Wardkill. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, June 7th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church on Thursday, June 6th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marion A. Russell, age 99. Ronald Ron A. Heisler, 90 of Phillips, passed away on May 13th at the Rib Lake Nursing Home. Ron is survived by his five children, Joyce Raitt and Jim Heisler of Phillips, by Shirley Smith of Sparta, Wisconsin, and by Louis Heisler and George Heisler of Park Falls. He is further survived by seven grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, and also survived by his sister, Jean Anderson, and by his brother, Joe Heisler, both of Phillips, and further survived by his sisters-in-law. A celebration of life will take place 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, June 28th, at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Ronald Heisler, age 90, of Phillips. Eleanor Ellie Meyer Drott, a beloved member of the community, peacefully passed away at the age of 88 on May 18th. She is survived by her children, Ron, Rusty, Roger, Renee, Reggie, and Rod. Further survived by her daughter-in-law and her loving sister, Dar Yeski, and loving sister-in-law. She also leaves behind her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, and her great-great-grandchildren, along with nieces, nephews, and numerous friends. Funeral services held at 11 a.m. Thursday, May 23rd at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation held Thursday, May 23rd, 9 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Eleanor Ellie Meyer Trott. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimskern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today, although we do have a chance of an isolated shower or thunder shower by late this afternoon. Our high today, 73. Wind will be southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, scattered showers and thunder showers, 50 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered thunderstorms at a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Pure Earth Worm Farm and Greenhouse in Phillips, Wisconsin all starts with a worm. No chemicals, period. They grow plants and vegetables the natural way with old-fashioned soil biology and soil temperature. The secret? A blend of worm castings and manure biochar holding all the good bacteria in the soil, resulting in incredible produce. Pick up your organic potting soil and all-natural yard care products for a lush, healthy backyard. Feed your family to tasteful, nutritious, organically grown vegetables, flowers, and plants. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Pure Earth Worm Farm and Greenhouse just past Price Electric on Springs Drive in Phillips, Wisconsin, where they're more organic than organic.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Packers wrapping up OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Yeah, the Packers wrapping up their first week of OTA practices today. They'll be back at it next week after Memorial Day. They've had a rash of torn pectoral muscle injuries in the weight room. Right tackle Zach Tom, tight end Tucker Kraft, and even Matt LaFleur suffering torn pec muscles while bench pressing, each requiring surgery.
Yeah, Tuck's going to be out until training camp. You know, hopefully he's back by training camp. If not, it should be early on. He's on the Matt LaFleur plan right now.
The All-NBA first team announced, and for the sixth time in a row, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo making the list. Baseball, Brewers losing 1-0 last night in Miami in a pitcher's duel that was over in an hour and 57 minutes. Willie Adames says he had a closed-door meeting with Pat Murphy.
Me and Murph, we had a really good conversation for like 20 minutes. I told him, I said, you know, like, I've been great mentally because I've been hitting the ball hard. It's just like you say, you know, they haven't been dropping, but if you lose, it makes it worse, you know.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, tournament softball resumes today with regional semifinal games in Division 5 from the North. Northwood Solon Springs will entertain Drummond today. And Tony Flambeau, the Flambeau Falcon girls, down in Tony yesterday. It was quite a contest, 9-8, as Flambeau ended up upending the Butternut Mercer Pioneer softball team in a thriller. So Flambeau moves on now as the number 3 seed, and they will travel to Mellon. They're the 2 seed today. And other action in Division 5, Athens and Rib Lake will clash. That'll be in Athens. Athens gets the home game. They are the number 1 seed. In Division 4 action today, we've got the Shawamigan girls softball team. They'll be taking on Shell Lake in Shell Lake, 5 o'clock this afternoon. That game is on 103.1 FM, and you can get a live stream of that by clicking on the link on our 98Q Facebook page. Grantsburg will play host to Hurley tonight. The winners of those two games will meet coming up on Tuesday. Other action around the northern parts in Division 3, Maple Northwestern will play host to Bloomer today. It'll be St. Croix Falls and Spooner. They'll play in Spooner as they are the number 2 seed. And in Division 2 action, Rice Lake will play host to Baldwin-Woodville in softball. St. Croix Central and Elmwood also will clash. Mosinee will play host to Shawano and Lakeland girls. With their win over Antigo, they won at Antigo in their previous game on Wednesday, yesterday, last night. So Lakeland with that 2-0 win, they'll travel to take on New London in action today. All that softball action. Now baseball, they had a few teams that were in action on last Thursday, but now everybody in action as we get into play today. So the schedule will include, of course, the Shawamigan boys in Division 3 action. They will hit the road as they'll travel, make that fun trip all the way across to Grantsburg today for Coach Herbst and the boys. So we wish them the best of luck. And we've got the Phillips boys. They'll be in action today also. They're going to travel to take on Clayton Turtle Lake. They're working on some field conditions down there today, so stay tuned on the status of that. But we're hoping that we'll have that game for you if they play it today. And that'll be a 5 o'clock start. Phillips at Clayton Turtle Lake Baseball. And that'll be happening right here on 98Q. Other action involving the smaller Division 4 schools, South Shore will travel to take on Winter Birchwood today. Other action has Mellon, a 5 seed, playing host to Webster. Bayfield, the 13 seed, will travel to take on Shell Lake. Butternut Mercer Pioneers are an 11 seed. They'll travel up to Grandview to take on Drummond today. And Bruce and Siren, they already got that game in, as Bruce actually won via a forfeit over Siren to advance on. WIAAWI.org, great place this time of the year to catch up on all the results and all your favorite high school teams and how they're doing. We wish the best to our area track athletes. Athletes from all around the state will compete in sectional track today. The top 4 in each event will get to advance on to the state tournament in lacrosse coming up next weekend. And our local athletes will be running at the Cameron sectional today. Kids will be taken off at about 11:30, and events start at 3 o'clock in Cameron this afternoon. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Okay. Are you ready?
Hey, how's your morning going?
98Q Country.
If you've been on television more than 5 times describing what the tornado sounded like, you might be a redneck. If you've ever cut your grass and found a car, you might be a redneck. If your dad walks you to school because you're in the same grade, you might be a redneck. If you've ever been too drunk to fish, you might be a redneck. If someone asks to see your ID and you show them your belt buckle, you might be a redneck. If you've ever had to haul a can of paint to the top of a water tower to defend your sister's honor, you might be a redneck. If your dog and your wallet are both on a chain, you might be a redneck. If every day somebody comes to your door mistakenly thinking you're having a yard sale, you might be a redneck. If you've ever financed a tattoo, three more payments and this long gun is mine, you might be a redneck. If you've ever made change in the offering plate, guilty. If you go to the family reunion to meet women, you might be a redneck. I think we offended somebody out here.
That ain't funny, is it, sis?
And last but not least, if you see a sign that says, say no to crack, and it reminds you to pull your jeans up.
With it, I play the contest, I listen all day.
98Q Country.
We couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until 3. Sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget.
Black like his jacket.
every couple of weeks. South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. His pretty girl stories. And how he bought an A-Street trailer and a J-45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here. Out where the wild things are.
Breaking Boots, Matt Stell there, 98Q Country. Oh, Sierra Pacific is hiring if you're considering a job change or a job period. Take a look at Sierra Pacific. They've got options of, 4 10-hour work days with some possible overtime on Fridays. Maybe 3 12-hour shifts on the weekend would work for you. Then you get, all kinds of time off there. $1,500 hiring bonus your first year, and they've just announced another wage increase too. Sierra Pacific, you can go to Sierra Pacific. Let me give you the quick site here. SPI.careers. That's the letters S as in Sam, P as in Paul, I. SPI.careers. And check it out. Sierra Pacific, an equal opportunity employer, including those with disabilities and veterans also. All right. We got a pretty good day and really a pretty good weekend, it looks like, in store. Possibility of maybe some rain showers showing up later in the day today. Tomorrow, of the 4 days, today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, tomorrow appears to be the roughest day. Our chances of rain sitting at about 90% or so for tomorrow. And then the weekend should be fabulous with temperatures dropping down into the low-mid-40s at night. And a little sweatshirt weather around the campfire. And then daytime highs will be up into the 65, 66 range. So you get some sweatshirt weather at night around the campfire and some t-shirt weather fishing in the afternoon. That's sounds wonderful. That's northern Wisconsin right there. It is Memorial Weekend, by the way, if you didn't know that. Some of the things I was going through today, McDonald's, a McDonald's worker in Australia, apparently was he was caught. First of all, a mop. Let's talk about a mop, okay? If you got a mop, how many people you don't dry a mop, do you? I mean, you mop something and then it's there and it dries all by itself. Well, a McDonald's worker in Australia was caught drying a wet mop under the French fry heat lamp. So he got that heat lamp. Of course, they make the fries, the magical fries, and then they move them over to the heat lamp to keep them all heated up, and there you go. You got fries out the door. Well, a McDonald's worker was caught drying a wet mop under that French fry heat lamp. And what we have to say to that, of course, is you're busted. We found it. We found the magical potion to the magical McDonald's French fries. As we found it. It's the heat lamp, and it involves a mop. It's not clear what the whole process is, but I think there's something there. So that with all the McDonald's there are around the world, it's amazing there's not more information and videos like that. Today's Turtle Day, by the way. Turtle Day. Turtles are wonderful, aren't they? I've always been fascinated by turtles because they are rather prehistoric. Any animal that has something going on that just, you look at it and you're like, well, that's different. The turtle with its hard shell seems like a, I don't know if it's an animal or amphibian or I don't know, you figure that out. But a turtle seems like a creature that's been around a long time. It seems like if you told me that that the turtle dates back like 7 billion years, I'd be like, sounds about right, 7 billion years. Now, if you told me that a chipmunk dated back like 7 billion years, then I'd be a little bit surprised. But the turtles are pretty cool with their hard shell, and you just got to be careful when you're out at the cabin or out in the backwoods, that you identify the difference between just a regular, colored turtle and the snapping turtle, because that won't end well. I learned that at a very young age. So today is National Turtle Day, so we celebrate that today. Look at Kyle showing up early today. You must have things to do and places to be, Kyle. How you doing?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, we've had a lot going on.
Yeah, Kyle Cronin, our district administrator for the Shawamigan Schools, joins us each Thursday morning. It is graduation weekend, so if there ever was a time to be busy at the school for you and the staff, this is it, right?
Yeah. Well, last night we had senior awards night.
Oh, yeah. Fun night.
What a wonderful night. We... We had several new scholarships last night, and I'll just mention one of those. We had an individual in the community in his will had left scholarship money, and last night we were able to give 10 $2,000 scholarships away.
Yeah, Ron. Ron's a good. I knew Ron for several years.
I think we talked about that.
Great guy. Previously. Just a great guy. I love Ron.
What a great gift. There was another new scholarship last night that provided a scholarship in the amount of $5,000 a year through college. And
wow.
So just some great opportunities. The seniors had a good time last night. A lot of scholarships given, and we're just really proud of the work that they have done to earn those.
All right.
We had a band concert, the Pops concert on Sunday. So it is a busy time. And last week was the choir concert. We talked a little bit about that. Coming up this weekend on Saturday at 1 o'clock, graduation at Schwamigan High School Gymnasium. Again, 1 p.m., Schwamigan High School Gymnasium. If you show up at 1, I'm not sure where your seats are going to be.
Yeah. It's a pretty big gymnasium, so the general public usually can get in, but it would be tight if you show up late. Yeah.
If you show up late, Dan, it might be back up in the nosebleed somewhere.
All right.
That's really the big event coming on this weekend. We have a really big event today, though. Our girls softball team is headed to Shell Lake for some more regional action. They defeated Phillips on Tuesday night, 7-1, and did a great job in that game. And tonight they will be at Shell Lake.
Yeah, and if you can't be there, we'll have it on the radio on 103.1, and we'll also be streaming that. The link to that is on our Facebook page. So if you want to listen, there you go.
Our girls softball team has been playing good ball this year, so... Mm-hmm. Encourage people to try to get out and support them, or at least listen on the radio.
Shell Lake better be ready. We're coming.
Yes. All right. A few other things going on. We do have Soaring Eagle Awards for the high school next week on the 29th. FPLA is headed to Nationals. That's at the end of June, beginning of July. Today, our 8th grade group is on their class trip to Wisconsin Dells. Tomorrow, there's a band trip. For 7th and 8th graders to Wisconsin Dells. So the 8th grade students are getting kind of a double duty there.
Fun.
Schwamigan Middle School Awards Day is Tuesday the 28th at 1 p.m. And their graduation, their 8th grade graduation, 7 p.m. on the 28th. We do have summer school happening at the Glidden campus from June 3rd to the 21st. Summer school as well at Park Falls Elementary, June 3rd through the 21st. We do have some a fifth grade trip yet going out to the waters and some other good trips. The first and second grade headed over to Wildwood, and so a lot going on there. Track and field tonight, they're headed to sectionals. Hopefully we get some, put out a lot of kudos to those students as well. They're going to be at sectionals over at Cameron at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Hoping to see a good contingent to make it on to state.
Top four in each event. Yeah. And WIAAWI.org website does a good job. They update results, I think, as they become final.
Yes, they do. They have a great place you can go and just check all those results as they're happening.
Yeah.
Back in a different life, Joel, I was a track coach long ago.
Oh, really? So. Really? What was your specialty? Were you a field event?
I was shot, disc, hurdles, and relays.
All right.
Those are the events that I took on coaching.
All right.
A couple other items. If our softball team, when they win tonight, sectionals on the 28th, baseball regionals on the 28th. So baseball is also at regionals this evening at Grantsburg. So wishing the best of luck to our baseball team. I guess the shout out to softball is it's a regional final tonight. Baseball is just getting underway.
Yeah.
A lot of great things going on. We've got state track and field on the weekend of the 31st. So that rounds out a lot of the events. We've got a lot of job postings right now as the end of the year is approaching, preparing for next year. Middle school English teacher, two middle school positions, actually, second grade and kindergarten teachers. So lot happening. We're looking to fill some positions.
Graduation Saturday at 1. Last day of school is a week from, Wednesday, right?
Wednesday?
This coming Wednesday.
Yes.
All right. Next. Last day of school. So school buses are still out, so be aware of that. All right, Kyle.
Thank you, Joel.
Good to see you. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan Schools. Yesterday, we had a great reality radio. We were talking a lot about scams and stuff like that with the folks from Northwoods Community Credit Union, and that was the good news. The bad news with that is usually we archive that, but due to a power outage where the place where we record all those, it all got zapped. But I got good. I do have other good news for you. Our Shawamigan School IT man, Bill Weiler, I was talking to him after we did our show yesterday, and he wants to come on next week and talk to us about Facebook scams. He deals a lot with the IT stuff. Very awesome computer guy. So tune in next Wednesday on Reality Radio when Bill's going to join us and talk about some Facebook scams that are going on that people will definitely want to know about. That'll be next week on Reality Radio. We're running a little bit late here, so we're going to hold off on the news, and we'll just get you another news update coming up at the top of the hour. Again, we have a busy day today. Brewers have the day off. Thank you, Brewers, for not scheduling games today, because we got two local games. We'll have Shawamigan at Shell Lake softball on 103.1. You can listen to that online anywhere in the world through a link on our 98Q Facebook page. We just posted that. And then we've got Phillips traveling to Clayton Turtle Lake. They're working on the fields over there with all that rain they got. So we're hoping that game will happen today. We're scheduled to have Phillips at Clayton Turtle Lake baseball today, 5 o'clock, right here.
Today's best country.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
From today's biggest stars.
Fisher. 98Q Country.
See is you're gone and you left me here with this.
online at 98qcountry.com.
You got the bullets, I got the gun. I got a hankering for getting into something. I hit the bottle, you hit the gas. I heard you're 65.
This girl in town. Temp, that'd be good for track tonight because they're running track. I think that's what she was talking about, right?
I think that was.
10 before 8 at 7:50. I think you're going to like the weekend here. If you're up here early in your cabin for Memorial Day and you woke up this morning, you got a cup of coffee brewing, and you're saying, what are we going to do here weather-wise this weekend, Joel? I tell you that, stay alert today. Tomorrow, the roughest day. I mean, they have a 94% chance of rain tomorrow and a little bit cooler. So if there was a day to plan to be inside playing cribbage or maybe, venture out to a local establishment and do some shopping and stuff, tomorrow will be the day to do that. Today should be pretty good for the most part. Saturday, Sunday, you'll want to be... you'll want to be hanging around the land front there probably because temperatures will be in the mid-60s. Might need a sweatshirt at night around the campfire, but I think Saturday, Sunday right now are looking pretty good. A little sneak peek ahead to next week. It's not getting crazy warm. I mean, we're not going to see temperatures much above 70 at all over the next 7 to 10 days. And I think most of us are all right with that. Memorial Day, they say, is the time, right? Now, you can legally put stuff in the ground without someone harassing you, without your mother-in-law saying, you shouldn't be planting that yet. So they say Memorial Day weekend is the official weekend that, all right, you're okay. Although I'm looking at some of the overnight lows, and some of you low outlying people still might be seeing some temperatures down into the low mid 30s, maybe a couple nights here in the next week or 10 days. We've already got stuff in the ground. We took some seeds, and we are on plan A, B, C. I think it's plan C. You know, everybody has that certain area of your yard where it just, the soil is just like, you know, you should probably like just dig up the soil and bring in some better stuff, but you don't because that's a lot of work. So we're on plan C right now of a certain area of our yard that just doesn't seem to want to grow a whole lot. So we did the shock and awe a couple days ago. We just took a whole bunch of seeds and we threw it in there and we wet it down and covered it up and said, let's see if a little moisture and a little protection. Because here's what happens in our yard. It happened with a lot of people. If you plant seeds, it doesn't matter how deep you plant them, and they can be the little teeniest, itty-bittiest of seeds, but those chipmunks will come in and they'll dig it up. They'll dig it up. I mean, it's just a little morsel. It's like, you leave my seeds alone. But they will come in. We had it covered up, and around the edges of where we covered up, there they were, you know, digging through there, looking for lunch. It's 7:53. We'll get to the news coming up after 8. We'll get to some birthdays, local birthdays, anniversaries. We'll announce the winner of our Sunset Lake House gift certificate from yesterday. We'll do that before we depart this morning. So our crack staff is in the midst of, they're going to do the drawing is what they're going to do. Try to make it sound so technical. They'll do the drawing from all the people who texted us our keyword from yesterday. So if you did that, stay tuned. We'll announce the winner hopefully before 9 here this morning.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Save big money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have all the garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center and update your backyard. Get a clean edge around gardens and flower beds with terrace board landscape edging. Available in black or brown, it's easy to install and blocks the spreading of grass and weeds. Save big on landscape options at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Multitech of Prentice offers reliable forest machinery that lasts for decades and retains its value, and is also a very proud Phillips Logger Booster Club sponsor.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Oh.
to Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 and get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. All with free and fast delivery. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.